Welcome to Totally Patriot.
We got a great show headed your way. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats went buck wild on Tampa Bay and made three in a row look easy. Next up, they head down to the Dirty South for some Sunday night football and to show the Falcons that losing is for the birds. But first, Romeo sits down with Josh Boyce for Pats Chat.
Watching it at home, it's kind of fun for me to see when he kind of gets really mad. What's it like being on the other end of that?
And the sky's the limit for Stephen Ridley, literally.
Let's go to the moon.
Out-of-this-world football skills aren't the only thing this running back dreams for. Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Rookie wide receiver Josh Boyce is getting used to catching passes from quarterback Tom Brady, but can he handle what Romeo has to throw at him over in Pat's chat? Let's head over to the hall and get to know this rookie a little bit better.
Yeah, that's right, Shauna. We are here at the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, with some students from Tantasqua High in the house, here to welcome rookie Josh Boyce, everybody. Take a seat. They're all here for you, man. These are aspiring football players. I want to be in that seat one day. How does it feel? Rookie year, how does it feel, man?
Feels good. I'm blessed, you know, to be able to play football. Something that I've been wanting to do since I was little, you know, being in the NFL, so I'm blessed.
What kind of pressures do you feel as a rookie? Just on a day-to-day basis, game-to-game basis?
Just, you know, trying to fit into the everyday schedule of an NFL player. You know, it's different than high school and college. I don't have to worry about school. You know, it's just football. So, I mean, it's a little different getting used to things.
A lot of the students want to know, what's it like working with Brady?
Oh, it's great. Everything I see on TV, that's how he is. So, I mean, it's a dream come true for me.
Have you earned his trust yet? Have you gotten to know him?
I think I have, but, you still got to keep. I mean, every day you got to earn his trust. So
I got to admit, like, watching it at home, it's kind of fun for me to see when he kind of goes off and goes a little nutty, gets really mad. What's it like being on the other end of that?
As a rookie, it's kind of crazy. But, it's part of the game. You know, everybody's hyped into the game, so it's just part of the game.
Is there something that people watching at home and the students who, you know, want to be in your shoes one day don't know, maybe something that's harder than you thought it was going to be, or sort of a little behind-the-scenes look at something that you weren't expecting?
Practice. How hard practice really is. I know they say when you get to the NFL, practice is easier, but nah, not at all. It's harder than college and high school for me.
Just the physical workouts, yeah, mentally, everything?
Mental, full pad, you know, every day. You know, it's harder than what you think it is.
And what are they strict with your diet, or are you kind of on your own on that?
It's a little both. If you have to lose weight, then they're strict on you. But, if you're good at your weight, then you're good.
All right, so we are here with some students from Sturbridge Tantasqua High School in the house. It took me about 5 minutes to learn how to say that. You want to try? Tantasqua High. Hopefully, did we get it right? All right, they're going to ask you some questions in just a little bit. Hang out, Jack Boyce is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Sprinting, diving, quick change of direction, all common characteristics among NFL players. But how do they get so fast? Professor Fritz is breaking it all down for us and how they do that.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey guys, we all know muscles are important in football, but today we're going to tear into them and see what they're all about. Now, muscles do one thing and one thing only. Oh, that's two things. They contract. Oh, not that kind of contract. That's Mike. Ooh, not enough money. Then they relax and they prepare to do it again. That'll work. Ooh. That's pretty much it. Muscles do one thing, but not all muscle types do it the same way. There are three main kinds of muscle in your body. Skeletal muscle, smooth muscle, hey, how you doing? And the specialized cardiac muscle that forms the heart and keeps it beating. About 40% of the average person's body weight is made up of the three types of skeletal muscle. The three types are called type 1, also known as the slow twitch muscle, Type 2A, Type 2B, the fast twitch muscle types. Type 2B muscles are really an intermediate type with the properties of both fast and slow type. Slow twitch muscles are the most efficient, but also the least capable of producing a powerfully strong contraction like fast twitch muscle fibers. Think about a chicken. Dark meat, like in the thighs and legs, is mainly made up of slow twitch muscle fibers. White meat, located in the wings and breast, is made up mostly of fast twitch muscle fibers. Mostly chickens just stand and walk, which doesn't require a lot of energy. But when they need a quick burst of energy for a brief flight, they use their wings. Slow twitch muscle fibers sure are tasty. Yummy. What makes slow twitch muscle fibers efficient is that each cell contains a large number of the energy producing centers called mitochondria, the engine room of the cell. It's in mitochondria that a muscle cell harvests the energy from stored sugars to drive its contractions. Getting energy from the mitochondria is relatively slow and requires a lot of oxygen to be delivered by the lungs and heart. But muscle cells can store up large stockpiles of food resources in balls of sugars called glycogen. Fast twitch muscles are where we get our power for sprinting and heavy lifting. Fast twitch muscle cells provide rapid, intense contractions. These types of muscle cells don't contain as many mitochondria as slow twitch fibers because when called upon to produce powerful contractions, they extract energy in a completely different way. It's called lactic acid fermentation or anaerobic metabolism. Anaerobic means without oxygen. Anaerobic metabolism is an efficient way of producing a lot of energy quickly, just what fast twitch muscle needs, but it has its drawbacks. Cells that produce energy without oxygen anaerobically can't go on that way forever. They get fatigued as waste products build up and energy stores are depleted. They need to rest and recover, if only for a short while. Football is a game of sprints, short bursts of energy, and powerful moves, so players need to be fast twitch muscle machines. However, pauses between plays are really necessary for players to recover enough to do it again in the next play. And that's why a fast-paced game with shorter breaks is very tiring. Athletes who play that kind of game need to be in tip-top shape, as well as fully equipped with fast-twitch muscle fibers to get the job done. There's not much evidence out there that one kind of muscle fiber could be turned into another one, so you pretty much got what you're born with. Knowing your body and making the most of it is the best way to become a successful athlete. Life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Life gives you fast-twitch muscle fibers, become a football player, or maybe a professor. Check out that. I'm Professor Fritz. And that's how we do that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Stephen Ridley's got the Belichick stamp of approval when it comes to football and fashion.
Nice boots, Red.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Fast fans, it's me again. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm coming to see you every week. So with that being said, now that I found you, let's get going. This week's exercise is squat thrust, more commonly known as burpees. You get upper body strengthening, lower body strengthening, as well as power. For example, we come down, we'll push up, jump, jump. That'll help you get totally fit. Do it for time, 30 seconds. That'll get you where you need to be.
Thanks, Harold, and welcome back to Totally Patriots. Earlier in the show, Romeo initiated rookie Josh Boyce into the Pats Chat Club with some rookie hazing of his own. Now it's the students' turn to fire the rapid questions at him. Let's see how Josh can handle the heat.
Yeah, Shauna, we are back here in the hall at Patriot Place with rookie wide receiver Josh Boyce. This is probably my favorite part. We get to flip the tables a little bit, and some of the students get to ask Josh a question. Go ahead, man.
What was it like first being drafted?
What was it like being drafted? It was great. I was with my parents at the house. We were just watching TV, and then, you know, I got the phone call. Coach Belichick called me and, you know, asked me did I want to be a Patriot. Of course, I said yes. So, I mean, my parents started running around crying. It was great.
What was your, hey, rookie, welcome to the NFL moment?
When I got my haircut, rookie haircuts. That was, you know, they shaved me all up here and left all my hair around here. And I'm already, if y'all can tell, I don't have too much hair anyway. So, yeah, that was my Hey Rookie moment right there.
You didn't splurge on like a crazy haircut, like a $50 haircut?
Nah, not at all, not at all.
What were some role models that you looked up to?
My mom. I looked up my mom a lot. She always been there for me. You know, never left me. You know, always, even if I ain't have enough, she always got it for me. And mom and brother.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a F-150 Limited 2013. Yeah, 2013.
What's the difference between practicing for a rival game and for a regular game?
The emotion's a little different. So, I mean, everybody's a little more on their toes, so it's just a little different. Not too much, though. Still a football game.
Go ahead. How does it feel to put the jersey on right before a game?
It feels great just to see your name on the back, you know, knowing you're playing in the NFL. Yeah, it feels great. It really does. Humbling, real humbling.
Do you have a touchdown dance mind, or is it just going to happen when you get out there?
I think it's more of a happen. If you plan on what you're going to do, you kind of forget when you do score. So
you'll mess it up.
It's more of just happen.
You'll see how you're feeling at the time, yeah. Or whatever happens. Yeah. We want to thank the students of Tantasqua High. Let me try that again. You still got it?
Tantasqua.
It took us a little while. It took me a little while to get it. Josh got it right away. Rookie wide receivers in the house. We're looking for big things from Josh. Congratulations, man. And thanks to the students. Thank you guys so much. Good question.
Thank you, guys.
Next on Totally Patriots, we're rolling out the best highlights from the Pats' big win over Tampa Bay. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Now, we all know who Stephen Ridley is, whether it's for his touchdowns and scoring during the games on Sundays or for his onesies during the week. I think it's time to get him out of the helmet and get to know this player in Tilted.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
On Sunday mornings, I have to admit Cartoon Network is what you find me on before game day, so I'm guilty of the cartoons. Big kid, I guess. Favorite TV show. It took it off, but back in the day, it used to be Hey Arnold. I was a big fan of Hey Arnold. Gerald and Arnold were pretty awesome. Helga also got me, too.
Football head.
What? Last movie, I cried. Go with Titanic. If the ship goes down, it was never good. Touch me. I only watched the movie once, couldn't go back. It's too much. I actually was walking down the street the day before the biggest snowstorm I think that we got last year during the season, and I saw these snow boots, the Rainbow Brights as they call them, and they happened to match my onesie perfectly. So I had to grab the boots and wore them in the next day. Got a comment from Bill as I walked through the door, so I knew they were going to be pretty epic. Nice boots, Red, and gave me a smile. And anybody who knows Bill, they know that's big to get a smile out of Bill Belichick. I got him a onesie. I mean, maybe the boots will come this year. I did. He has a Bill Belichick onesie, BB onesie, gray. So y'all ask him, why have y'all not seen Bill Belichick in this onesie? The sleeves are cut 3/4. It's a gray onesie, the Patriot logo and the BB on it. Bill Belichick, I need you in there. Please, coach. Please. That's ridiculous. Go anywhere, where would I go? Let's go to the moon. Go to the moon. Like, hey, how many people can say they've done that? I'm all about being different and going somewhere I've never been. So if I had one wish to go somewhere, probably be out of space to the moon.
Houston, we have a Ridley.
Game over. It's done.
The Pats are heading down south this weekend to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And while the Peachtree State is normally known for their southern hospitality, when it comes to Sunday football, anything goes. The gloves are coming off in Totally Facts, too. Let's see if Romeo remembers his manners.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
Thanks, Shauna. I'm down here at the Bass Pro Shops. We'll find some fans, find out who knows the most about Atlanta. Who parks the truck in the middle of a store anyway? Where do the Falcons play?
Where?
Any guesses?
Georgia.
On the earth.
It's a big...
They play on a field.
Stadium.
Close. The Georgia...
Line.
Dome.
Yes.
Is it really a dome?
You know more than you thought.
Dude, it's the biggest, I know nothing.
It's the biggest dome in the U.S. What conference do the Falcons in?
Oh, boy, you're really asking me the worst questions ever. I have no idea.
Man, what are they in?
I'm going to need another hint here. Enough around.
Where are you from? South here or something?
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. Oh, okay.
I'm from Cork.
The NFC South.
Can I have cheat sheets, too? How come you get to read those things?
What else? What else? Oh, I wonder if they have, like, a just, like, an enormous whale. Perfect. Can I get a price on this, please?
How about you give me a cheat sheet and
here,
it'll be worked?
This, you're going to get this one.
All right.
What soft drink was invented here?
Soft drink was invented here? Dude, if I knew this was a test, I would have studied, okay?
Oh, it was a Gatorade.
Nope. Nope. Paying you to say that or something? Yeah. Like a sponsor?
No. Say Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yes. But we love Pepsi.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally Lane Laws.
These are real laws in Georgia. On Mondays, it's illegal to whistle loud after 11 p.m.
I'm okay with that. As long as I can talk loud, because that's what I do best.
I can't whistle anyway.
All right, good. It's illegal to sell the tail of a squirrel in Georgia.
Well, what do you do with the rest of the body?
You're not allowed to carry ice cream in your back pocket if it's a sundae.
How do you carry ice cream in your back pocket?
I don't know. And I don't mean like ice cream sundae. I mean like the day sundae.
These are the worst, most crazy questions ever, and I hope that you cut a lot of this out.
Yeah, no, we'll edit this all out. Don't worry about it.
It's a stupid place to put it anyway.
What happens if you forget it's there and you sit down? Klondike bars? What would you do for one? Well,
change your pants.
You know, exactly. So we're good with that.
Lucky for me, it's not after 11 o'clock on a Monday night. Loudest whistle. It's not really a whistle at all. It's a duck hunting. We're going falcon hunting, baby. We're coming for you.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Burton in the WBZ studios. Tomorrow on Patriots Game Day, Levin Reeve will preview the Pats-Falcons matchup live from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. And linebacker Rob Ninkovich talks about what drives him.
There's two types of pain. You know, there's a pain of sacrifice, and there's a pain of regret. And I feel like regret never goes away. And sacrifice is just temporary.
More with Rob Ninkovich tomorrow on Patriots Game Day on WBZ at 11:30. The Pats and Falcons kick off at 8:30, and the fifth quarter postgame show is on WBZ right after the game. See you tomorrow.
Is a fly with no wings called a walk? If a number two pencil is so popular, why isn't it number one? Why does rain drop but snow falls? Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL? Do I really need to answer that question? Happy National Ask a Stupid Question Day. If I was asking that question in real life, I'd be like, yo, that's a great question.
Sean, a 3-0. Sounds good. It feels good. I like it.
You know, the last time they did that, 2007, it was their undefeated year.
That's right. 16-0. This season is going to end a little better than that one.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. The redemption opportunity this time around.
That's right. I feel like Brady, he's finally starting to connect with the wide receivers.
Yeah.
This
it
season.
Seems like they're getting into a groove. And, you know, rookie Kembrell Tompkins scored 2 touchdowns. I mean, good for him. First of his NFL career.
He did. There's a lot of good stats on the board right now. What else you got?
Gostkowski tied Adam Vinatieri's record for 50-plus yard field goal. So, in Patriots history, it's a great stat.
4-0, it's happening this weekend. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Atlanta, Hotlanta. I could use some of that hotness right
don't
now.
Don't you wish you could get on that plane?
Yeah, I know. We could use the heat. Guys, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll leave you with some highlights from the big Tampa Bay Buccaneers win.
We'll see you next week.
And under pressure, steps up, and down he goes. A sack at the 10. throws across the middle. Catch by Tompkins. Across the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Steps up, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kenbrell Tompkins. Second of the afternoon for the New England rookie. Looking wide, he throws downfield on the out, and it's intercepted across the far sideline. It's the third in two games for Aqib Talib. Drives the kick toward the uprights, has the distance, has the accuracy. It's good. Looks over the middle. He's in trouble. He's wrapped up, and he is sacked. Tommy Kelly is there with Chandler Jones. Off to the tailback, Bolden runs into the right side, accelerating, pass for 40, in a foot race to midfield. Bolden trying to pull away at the 35-30, cut from behind.
That'll help your running stats.